This was a big day in sports. I don't know that, I guess we could talk about it later on, but it was on this date in 1998 that Sammy Sosa hit his 65th home run, tying Mark McGwire. Pretty juiced about that.
I heard what you did there.
Okay. How about a bed bug story? We haven't done a bed bug story in 2 days.
Yeah, bed bugs are the big thing now.
If you thought bed bugs were made up things for the sake of a cute little bedtime rhyme, then you're wrong. We know they're real. But we're having the first ever North American bed bug summit. It's underway near Chicago. More than 400 pest control professionals, scientists, building managers, and government agents showed up for the two-day meeting, hoping to find the best methods for getting rid of those little bloodsuckers.
Do you think they all sort of, you know, when they're in the hallway of the hotel, they all just sort of shout down, you know, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
Do you think they
night, sleep tight.
Yeah.
As they're leaving the late night symposium.
Right.
In the lounge.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
That's it, right. Yeah.
I think a bed bug just bit me right here.
If not for the wireless internet.
Sounded more like Igor than an egghead. Just saying.
If not for the wireless internet, many of us may not have friends. Researchers find that the use of Wi-Fi technology has helped many U.S. Americans maintain their friendships and even family relationships. A poll conducted by Wakefield Research found that more than 70% of the respondents spent at least 4 hours a day using Wi-Fi. Respondents were from all across the U.S. and ranged in age between 17 and 29. Of those, 87% reported needing Wi-Fi access.
We need it.
We
have to have it.
Exactly.
Oh, that was scary.
Yeah, it was. More than half said that they need it in a restaurant and in shopping areas. Yeah, you need that in a restaurant, don't you? Because otherwise you're going to have to talk to somebody who's sitting across from you or next to you. Why would you want to do that? Again, these are, now, and this is 17s. So this doesn't even count the younger ones who are probably using their Wi-Fi or just anything so that they don't have to talk to their parents. Other things they found out, 64% said it would be nearly impossible to maintain their friendships without Wi-Fi. Oh, my God, you'd have to actually personally interact with somebody.
No!
Can't be doing that. No. More than 40% said family relationships would suffer if they didn't have Wi-Fi access.
Oh, don't make me talk to Dad. No.
Well, that way you're not hollering down the hall, "Hey, I just sent you an email."
Yeah.
Catherine's here this morning.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you know, if we're doing fine. How about you? What's going on at the library?
I'm doing great. The library is gearing up. Our exhibit opens next Friday.
Okay.
So October 1st,
yeah.
We are super excited. And we actually found out this week we're going to have a really big surprise.
Oh.
About halfway through the month of October, maybe toward the end. So I can't give it away yet, but start coming through that exhibit so that you can see our big surprise.
Good,
we're really
good.
Excited.
All right, that's good.
So this Saturday, Health Fair starts at 10 a.m., goes from 10 to 2. We've got speakers on the hour every hour for mini lectures. The kids can get their flu shots. They're going to have child wellness exams, and it's all free. So we're encouraging the community to come through and on your way to start getting healthy.
That's outstanding. I mean, that's a great asset to the community for y'all to do that. If they want some more information, they got a website they can go to, huh?
We do, bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the Bush Library on Thursdays. Alan's here this morning from the City of Bryan as well. How are you?
Doing very well.
Wonderful. What you got for us?
Okay, we've got something that's happening in about 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I can't be there. I'm going to be.
Right. It's actually good you're not going to be there because they're closing part of Highway 21. They being the Bryan Police Department, they're reconstructing that accident that happened when the bicyclist was hit this weekend. They're closing the westbound lane, so if you're driving out of town, going towards Caldwell, the outside lane. That lane will be completely closed between 8:30 and 12 this morning. So starting in a couple minutes, they're going to close that down. Officers will be out there trying to reconstruct exactly what happened so they can find out. If you're in the inside lane, slow down. You have to go much slower. Be careful around people. Eastbound lane is going to be open, but there's probably going to be people looking over at the officers and things like that. So just everybody on 21 in those areas, be careful. The area is in between Sandy Point and Martin Luther King. So that it's a small area. It's not too big, but just be careful if you're on 21 in that area this morning.
All right.
And then also wanted to remind people, Saturday starts about 10. It goes to about 1 at the Bryan Target parking lot. It's the National Night Out kickoff event. We've talked about it before. Police will be out there. There's going to be free food. I don't think I could probably just stop there.
There you go, be enough right there, yeah.
Police, fire departments will be out there. trying to get people to sign up for National Night Out, which is, of course, the following Tuesday, the two Tuesdays from then. That's October 5th. So sign up for your National Night Out block party there. Just interact with the police and the fire departments.
Outstanding. Okay. And you got Adam here from BTU?
I did. Adam is here.
How are you, man?
Good. How are you, sir?
All right. It's time for one of y'all's annual events that folks know BTU for. So tell us about Pedal Power that's coming up, right?
Absolutely. Saturday, October 2nd, out at Lake Bryan, we're going to have our 18th annual Power Pedal. We've changed it up a little bit this year to try to really recruit more of the local community. So we've offered, this year we're offering a 5K trail run, a 10K trail run, and then a trail duathlon, which is basically half mountain biking and half walking, running on the trails. It's a really great event this year. All the proceeds from it are going to go to benefit Phoebe's Home as part of Twin City Mission. If our listeners aren't aware, Phoebe's Home really is a nonprofit organization that specializes in helping women and children in abusive situations. So, man, come out, participate, be a part of Power Pedal. And proceeds are going to go to benefit that organization.
Make sure people understand, you said 18th annual, right?
18th annual Power Pedal, yes, sir.
Been doing this for quite a while. So kind of no matter what level you're on, as you're trying to gain your fitness or you're already fit, you'll have something for them?
Absolutely. If you're a listener out there and you've never been into the fitness scene and you're just kind of started getting, maybe you've just started a boot camp, this is a great event for you. It's not too difficult. Don't let the term trails at Lake Bryan scare you. It's something you can come out, you can walk, you can run. Just a great overall experience at a great area, a great venue. The trails are in great shape, so it'll be a really fun event. And we'll have live music and all that good stuff.
Okay, so it's an all-day kind of thing, too, huh?
It's sort of. It's our first event. It's going to kick off at 7:30 a.m. Okay. The last event will kick off at 8.
Okay.
So probably when it's all said and done, the whole thing will be over probably about 11 a.m.
Okay. Online they can register, or how do they do that?
Absolutely. If you want to register and want more information, visit our website at www.powerpedal.com.
All right, coming up on October 2nd. Thanks a lot. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays.